But I don't know.
Okay, this is Graham Thickens, and I'm in Minneapolis near downtown at St. Anthony, Maine, on the beautiful Mississippi River. And I'm here with a couple of fellows from a really cool site called lawyerist.com. And I'm here with Aaron Street. Aaron?
Hi.
Good to be with you. And
too.
His partner, Sam Glover. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Graham.
And Sam is a practicing attorney as well as being a co-founder of Lawyerist, whereas Aaron is pretty much full-time or close to full-time on Lawyerist and is not currently practicing law. Is that correct?
That's correct. But I am also an attorney.
Yes. And are you both local law school grads?
Yeah, we both graduated from the U of M. Aaron was 1 year behind me. So. Yeah.
And how many years ago was that, guys?
5 and 6.
Okay.
6 and 7.
6 and 7,
yeah.
Okay. And I'm dying to know how lawyers coming out of school get the entrepreneurial bug. What was the genesis of Lawyerist, and when did you launch it?
Well, there were kind of two genesis. Originally, it was called solosmalltech.com, actually, and it was...
Say that again?
Solosmalltech.com.
Oh.
And
which is still active. It all redirects to Lawyerist,
yeah.
So you're welcome to check it out.
And it was a place for me to vent about software and hardware that was giving me trouble. And I wrote it that way for maybe a year and a half, 2 years, and my wife and I decided I wanted to reach out beyond solos, smalls, and tech people. And my wife and I brainstormed the name Lawyerist on a company retreat for her business. And we came back and switched it to Lawyerist, and it changed, and it was fine. And then Aaron got interested last February or March, and we relaunched in March.
Yep.
And I would say the site before was a pretty small blog. The site after is an actual internet business.
Yeah. So you're saying you were originally focused on anybody in a solo kind of a business, not just lawyers? Is that what you're saying the old site was? Or?
Well, we've always had non-lawyers, but it's always been pretty focused on lawyers.
Okay.
So it was Solo Small is the name of a local listserv for lawyers, so that's where the name came from.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
And the site is written for lawyers, but almost all of the information is applicable to freelancers or online business people.
A lot of it is about marketing, I've noticed. Marketing your practice, launching and marketing your practice. Would that be a fair statement? Or
yeah, I think creating and building a practice and marketing is one of the things that just goes along with that, for sure.
Yeah,
I would say kind of the tagline we try and think of as we write is that we're trying to provide information for lawyers to become better business people. Law school, law firms, they don't really teach you business skills. And it turns out that whether you're a solo practitioner or a large firm partner, you're a business person, whether you know it or not.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so we're trying to change that mindset a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless you're lucky enough to go to business school first and then go to law school, you
mm-hmm.
know, like, yep. but what gave you the entrepreneurial bug, Sam? I mean, is it a family thing? Or,
no.
or did you go to business school before law school? Or what?
None of the above. I worked for 3 other law firms, and I reached a mutual agreement that I ought to leave the law firm that I worked for last. It was a mid-sized firm here in the Twin Cities. And I applied for jobs I didn't want for a few months, and I had in my head, one of the first guys I worked for always said, if you want to be a successful lawyer, you have to go out on your own. And so I always had that in my head. And so I started out on my own, and I haven't looked back. So.
Well, good for you. Yeah, I've known some lawyers like you that have tried the big firm thing and eventually discovered they really want to run their own.
It's a lot more fun this way. And
and
so it was pretty easy to then build Lawyerist as a business, having started one of my own. And you know, I have strong opinions and strong feelings about things, and so...
Well, and you've always kind of been a rebel, so...
Yes,
doing things the way the boss tells you to do them has never been...
No, that's never worked well with me, so... Does not play well with others.
And obviously you had a bent towards blogging early on.
I've always written things, and mm-hmm. And I've always been kind of a geek, and so when I started my practice, I started a blog the same day. And that was back in 2005, towards the end of 2005.
Okay. And, was that a WordPress blog, that original one? Or?
No, I believe originally it was a Blogger blog that was hacked into my own website in a ridiculous way. And I converted it to WordPress and went from there. So, and it started out as just a firm blog, and then it became my consumer law blog, caveat emptor.
It became what?
It's a consumer law blog, caveat emptor blog.com.
Okay. Which so you continue to maintain that, and do you cross post some things or not? Or that's not really for lawyerists.
No, that is a vehicle to bring in potential clients.
Firm, so. I see.
And that blog is one of the, I think I checked yesterday, it's the top 25 most visited law blog.
Is that a fact?
Even separate from lawyerists.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty proud of the fact that I have two blogs that are up in the top.
Awesome. Yeah. Wow. Well, I think we've discovered a real star here in the Twin Cities.
Maybe.
No, seriously. I mean, the legal community has lots of wonderful things going on, but the startup community, of which I'm more a part, you know, we don't necessarily know what's going on with you guys, so it's great to catch up. So were you guys classmates at the U of M Law School?
Sam,
just a year apart.
Sam was a year ahead of me, but his sister was in my class, and... he and I were involved in a number of student groups and different things. So we knew each other from throughout law school and stayed only in loose contact for the first 2 years out of law school, doing our own things.
And Aaron, did you practice for a while then or not?
Briefly. I've had a number of hats since law school, doing large Fortune 500 strategy consulting. I practiced election law for a year.
Yeah, and you're kind of into politics.
Yeah, and then
aren't
I ran a think tank at the U of M Law School, the Institute for Law and Politics.
Yeah, tell me about that. Years. What is that, real quick?
It's a joint effort between the law school and the political science department to bring the two groups together to provide public programming. So we've brought in Clarence Thomas, Ralph Nader, former White House Chief of Staff, nationally prominent people to get students involved in thinking about public policy and the law.
And you did this after you left the law school, after you graduated?
Yep.
Yep.
Up until Sam and I relaunched Lawyerist.
Was that a full-time endeavor for you?
That 2 years.
Institute for Law and Politics?
Yep. You know, and it's still going. I just don't
know. Oh, it is?
Anymore.
Okay,
yep.
I see.
Aaron and I, it took us a while to realize that we both marched to the beat of our own drums and had a lot in common. So.
Yes.
Well, that's fantastic. It sounds like a great matchup. You know, and when I hear the name Institute for Law and Politics, for some reason it makes me think of that publication, Law and Politics, mm-hmm. which was a very successful one. You guys, did that have any effect on what you guys saw as far as a content, that being primarily a print publication, but they must have had an online component to that as well, didn't they?
I don't know if they did, actually.
Were they all print time?
I believe so.
And they were recently either acquired or shut down?
They dissolved. It was their business was both the publication of the print magazine and their Super Lawyer Awards, which was a national thing. Thompson bought the Super Lawyers brand, and with it, they decided to dissolve the magazine.
And I read the final statement of the publisher or editor-in-chief on that note about the wonderful time they'd had all those years. But anyway, back to you guys. Give us a quick description of what Lawyerist is and what your mission is and who you're aiming it at.
Well, I like our tagline. Our tagline is the Lawyering Survival Guide, and we try to write about lawyering and for lawyers. And all lawyers. I think there are very few lawyers who won't find something useful on the blog.
So. Yeah, and I think our focus is on providing useful, actionable information. So it's not gossip, it's not news, it's not kind of our feelings and opinions about stuff. It's trying to give tips for how to make more money, how to provide better client service, how to write better, how to market mm-hmm. your practice better, how to mm-hmm. think about your career, how to mm-hmm. succeed in law school, these kinds of things.
Yep. And so it will attract students as well as recent law school graduates, but not just the younger crowd.
No, we cover everything from current law students to large firm senior partners and everything in between. Kind of our sweet spot, I would say, 30 to 40% of our readership is solo practitioners, but of various ages and experience
Or very
levels.
Small.
Yeah.
Yes.
three or maybe less than five.
Yeah, and what's the rest of the readership then?
A mix of just a whole mix. Yeah, students, big firm attorneys.
Really? Big firm guys read this too, huh?
Yep. We have some public lawyers, some public attorneys, some nonprofit attorneys.
Non-attorney law firm staff, so marketing staff and that kind of thing. And then we also have a fairly large readership among software and other B2B providers who sell services to lawyers, so marketing consultants, web designers, software developers who provide services to lawyers.
Interesting. Fascinating. So do you guys, are you both contributing blog posts to lawyers on a weekly basis? Or tell me a little bit about your frequency of your own writings on the site.
Well, we're playing with, I mean, it used to be my blog, so I used to write 2 to 7 times a week, and some weeks not at all. But since we relaunched last year, we've kept up a pretty consistent posting schedule. We were posting twice a day. We were at 3 posts a day, and this month we're experimenting with going back to 1 or 2 posts a day with longer posts, and just to see what it does to our traffic and numbers, and see what happens.
So. You have a really nice looking site, and I'm trying to remember that it's a WordPress site, right? And the name of the theme is like Thesis. It's a very good looking site, very readable.
Thank you.
Nice, you know, nice layout.
We've customized a lot of it in addition to the theme.
Yeah. Okay, and were one of you a WordPress geek, or did you?
I am.
Okay, yeah.
Sam's the major geek, and I'm a minor geek. Between the two of us, we can mess with it a lot.
I can relate because my colleagues at Minovate, which I know you read on our local Minnesota innovations in web and internet technology. We have a couple of real WordPress geeks too, mm-hmm. looking to right now to potentially change the theme and change the look a bit, but that's not yet announced. But anyway, tell me about your strategy with the contributors, which I find fascinating. You have a lot of people that are contributing blog posts.
Yeah, we have, I would say, over 15 nationally prominent folks writing for us, and new people added just about weekly. I think we've got 5 or 10 new writers in the queue who haven't even been announced yet. I wouldn't say it's a strategy so much as we've found that we have a really unique platform for talking about these broad issues of law practice rather than a lot of other law blogs out there or other freelance blogs out there are more niche than we are, or at least have a different perspective than we do. And so we provide a really great opportunity for people to speak to our audience and talk about our issues. And so a lot of our contributors have their own blogs, some of which are quite prominent, but this is an outlet for them to speak to some different people.
So did they just find you, or how many of these are local and like friends of yours versus people that just found you on the web, or what?
At this point, very few of them are local and or friends of ours. I mean,
Other than my wife.
Yes.
She's a friend.
I mean, there are some, you know, it started out as a more local blog, but I think something like 90% of our traffic is not from Minnesota anymore. So
actually more than that.
Yeah, it's very much a national blog, and so we have national contributors.
We actually have more international traffic than we do Minnesota traffic at this point.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Canada, the UK, Australia.
Australia.
Which are countries with similar legal systems, and so the information about how to practice law there is actually useful to them.
Cool. I see you have a really nice page for people that want to contribute and the way you describe the process, and they kind of apply off of that page. You don't really say, but maybe you can explain to me, do you require people, if they do post on your site, to post there first, and then you don't care if they go and cross-post it to their own blog, or don't you really care?
We don't really allow cross-posting.
Oh, you don't?
No.
You want exclusivity?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we're happy to have people link to their lawyerist posts from their own posts.
But that's similar, we're
probably overly wary of Google's rules about duplicate content and that kind of stuff. So
we
err on the side of strongly discouraging any kind of full duplication.
Okay, I see. But the linking is certainly something
absolutely.
That most...
At least our speculation as to Google's rules
about duplicate content. Who knows, right?
What do you mean? They don't really state that very...
Nope.
You're just, like the whole SEO thing.
It's a big black box.
Yeah, a lot of it is mystery, I suppose. Well, we're getting down to the wire here, but maybe we can spend a few more minutes before we head up to your offices up on another floor of St. Anthony, Maine here. But tell me about your... Well, first of all, I wanted to ask about contributors. How many do you have now, would you say?
So, as of today, I think it's it's around 15 or 20 today.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and I think maybe 5 are from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And the rest are from around the country. In fact, we're adding some international contributors in the next couple of days.
Are you finding that your blog is being cited by other media? Tell me about what media coverage you may have had here.
Well, locally, we've had a fair amount. I mean, Minnesota Lawyer has written me up, at least, or quoted me in a number of times.
Oh, and we've now actually launched a monthly column there.
They republish us.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Which actually, doesn't that go out to their other... Their
Yes, Minnesota Lawyer is the company that Dolan Media that owns them owns 20 or 30 other publications.
Finance and Commerce.
So they do a lot of content sharing. So I don't think it's fair to say that we're nationally syndicated, but it is something approximate.
Sure. And you've had other good coverage nationally with any of
the Wall Street Journal law blog has linked to some of our content.
There you go.
Above the Law, which is kind of a big legal tabloid, has linked to some of our content pretty regularly now, actually. So
yeah, probably weekly.
Yeah, wow. And so some local, and it's stretching out national.
Is this just kind of happening organically, or you don't really have a PR person out there flouting or flaunting or whatever?
Well, I think the important thing is nobody else is really doing what we're doing. There are other people writing about law practice in specific niches, but we've tried to sort of become the clearinghouse for information about building your law practice, and that doesn't mean building a solo practice. It means being a lawyer and building your own brand. So,
yeah.
I'm not sure that we have any. We have certainly other blogs that people who visit us tend to visit, but I don't think we have any direct competitors.
Well,
so.
And in like the rest of the blogging world, it's the distinction between collaborators and peers and competitors is a little bit gray.
Because
I don't really feel like we compete against someone who writes a blog about how to do a law firm website.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Engadget versus Gizmodo or
right.
anything.
No. Well, now, maybe for our last question here, tell me about your subscription program.
Well, we started the Lawyerist Lab 2 months ago, I think. And the idea was to give people more direct access to us.
And our contributors.
And to our contributors as well. With their direct questions. It gets a little hard to answer everybody's direct questions about, what should I be doing with Google AdWords? How should I be handling this? We'd played around with a forum in the past. It never really took off. So we started the lab to be able to do that. But also, each Friday, so far it's been all Fridays, we do a 1 hour, either office hours or a webinar of some kind where we talk about marketing or building your client loyal client base or practice management software or something like that, and we've started inviting in contributors for that too.
So it's a mix of both more in-depth content through the webinars, but then more personal content through the chat room listserv that we have, and then we also have a free newsletter that goes out to a couple thousand people.
Only to subscribers that pay for it?
No, it's a free weekly.
Okay, the newsletter's free, but the subscription service is the lab, which is more about webinars. Weekly webinars?
Webinars or? And a listserv.
Listserv,
if you email one of us out of the blue and ask us what kind of software you should be using, my usual response is until we've met, I'm not going to spend a lot of time responding to that kind of stuff. In the lab, I will always respond to that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's buying access to
as
both of us.
As do all the other members of the lab
right.
and our contributors. So it's a huge resource for people with questions or wanting advice support.
How long have you been offering that, and what do you charge for it?
We've been doing it for about 2.5 months. Currently,
beginning of the year.
Okay. Yeah. And currently it's $45 a month. So we think it's a pretty good value for what we're offering.
Yeah. For both unlimited expert advice and a weekly 1 hour webinar.
Yeah, we actually think we may not have priced it high enough, but time will tell. So.
Well, yeah, I know how that goes, but you're pretty happy with how it's gone so far then, huh?
Yeah,
so far
it's been really good.
Been great, and I think it's been providing a lot of value to people.
Yeah, it sounds like it, especially for those looking to just get a practice going, I would think.
Yep.
You know. So anything you want to talk about as far as plans for the year?
We're in the process of writing a book. We'll see if that comes out next week or 2 years from now. But
is a publisher selected, or are you going to self-publish?
We don't know yet.
This is all in the planning.
It's all, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We've got things written on paper, but, yeah. But we'll see what comes.
I mean, part of what's interesting about Lawyerist is it's still... I mean, I know Aaron sits in his office most days, but he's not necessarily spending all day every day working on Lawyerist, and neither am I. It's still kind of a side project, and so, you know, we move it forward when we can.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. And have you totally self-funded it up to this point?
Yeah, it's been self-sufficient since day one.
You haven't had to get friends and family money or anything like that, huh? Well,
no,
that's
in fact,
great.
We launched it for literally a few $100s, because other than we now have some rent and a couple things, but literally running the site up until a month ago cost $40 a month.
Yeah. Well, this is fascinating. It fits right in with the whole bootstrap startup, yep. Lean startup yep. thing that a lot of us in the startup community here are talking about. Well, this has been great. It's coming up on the hour here, and we have to move on. But Sam, thank you very much.
Thanks, Graham.
And Aaron, you as well.
Thanks, sir.
Hey, and I'll get this up on the blog soon here. Over and out.